Cool. Wow, look at all these people. The playoffs are in town. I love it.
This is why
I told you after the game, this is why you put in all the hard work. This is why you, during the off season, this is what you think about. This is what we've been playing for all season long. Like I told you from the beginning, it wasn't about getting a bunch of wins. It was about getting enough wins just to get to the playoffs. Luckily, we had a bunch of wins in that process. But it's about this point coming up this weekend, and we're going to be ready. The crowd is huge. I'm glad you asked that question, because everybody out there who's watching this interview, who's an Atlanta Falcon fan, who's going to be at that game, make sure you are loud, because we're going to need it. We're going to need it. Hopefully after this game, we come out on top. We're going to need it next week. But let's get it done this week, because it does help. When that Rise Up Nation is out there hooting and hollering and screaming, it's such an energy to the guys out there on the field, and we appreciate it.
Tony, do you do anything personally different at playoff time?
No. Preparation? No, not really. I mean, focus if it can, and it can, I guess, it goes up a little more. You want to make sure that you don't leave any stone unturned. You want to dot the I's and cross the T's, and intensity has to go up a little bit, because it's one and done if you don't win. So, and for me, obviously, this could be it for me, and there is no tomorrow for me. There is no saying, you know what, we'll get them next year. It's about going out there and trying to finish on the right note, and hopefully that means. And for me, that means I don't care what happens out in that field. I just want to make sure that we're up by at least one point at the end of that game.
Tony, are there any extra nerves for you since it could be your last game?
Maybe a little bit, but I'm gonna try to get rid of it. It's just when you think about it, though, it's just another football game. Maybe on that first play, it might be a little bit more, but once we get going, I know that I'll get into the swing of things. I've been doing this a long time, about 25 years now, so I'll make sure that I go out there and just play ball. As a team?
No, you personally.
I mean, fresher.
I mean, it just seems like you're even better late in the year than you did.
Maybe. Yeah, I do. I feel pretty good. The coaches have done. Coach Selfo, my tight end coach, he's done a great job of giving me rest during the week and making sure I don't get overloaded. Making sure, because I always tell him, I'm like, you want it today or you want it on Sunday? And so he says, I want it on Sunday. So I've been rested, but I've just been lucky too, not to take any hard hits, I guess, and serious injury.
Tony, this is not year one for you. You've been here a little while now. You were Kansas City a long time, very involved in the community there. You've done the same here. You brought Chattel Money here. Do you have an appreciation now, even more so maybe than had this been year one, of what advancing in the playoffs would mean to this franchise and this city?
Yeah, I've thought of that too. I mean, when I first got here, I looked at the team and I was like, we got a shot, this year or next year. And we had some good teams back then, but maybe it. You're right. Maybe I've said the same thing. If I would have won a Super Bowl my first year, it wouldn't have been as sweet if I can win it my last year. Just because I know what it takes and the dedication that comes from everybody involved, from this whole organization, not just the players on the field, from the fans in the community. I was out, walking around on Monday, and just seeing the fan support, people coming up to me saying, it means so much to us. If you can go out there and just get it for Atlanta, and you see how excited they are, the city. It would be great to go out there and get one for the whole city, for everybody involved who's a Falcon fan, part of the organization. It'd be great to go get it.
How does that become motivation and not a burden? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all how you process it mentally. I mean, you have to say to yourself, like I said, when it comes down to it, it's just football. And I mean, no matter what, we've been doing this for a long time, and I don't mean to simplify it, but that's really what it is. You have to go out there, and the way you're going to win is if you execute and you beat the man in front of you. Whoever has, whatever your responsibility is for each individual player, you have to win that matchup. And if we can do that more often than not, we're going to win the game. That's what you have to think. You can't get caught up in listening. I haven't even listened to ESPN or NFL Network or any of those outlets out there talking about our game, because I don't want to hear it. I want to go out there and concentrate and make sure that we play our game and go out there and hopefully come out on top.
Tony, if the Falcons don't win, in years later you look back on your career with no playoff losses, how much of a hole will that be? Will that be insignificant to you, or will it be?
That's a tough question at this point. Ask me that after the game.
How much of a challenge does that Seahawks defense pose you?
Huh?
How much of a challenge will it be against that Seahawks?
It's going to be a huge challenge. I haven't listened to the media this week, but I've listened to them the previous weeks, and obviously from what I've seen on film, they're a good team. What makes them so good on defense is that they're always in the right place, it seems like. And they crowd the box. They're going to say, you know what, you're not going to be able to run the ball against us, and we got good corners, and you're not going to be able to throw the ball against us either. So, and that's why they've been successful, and they've had success doing that. So it's going to be something that we have to execute. Like I said before, if we – if we can win our individual matchups, then I like our outcomes. And we got to make sure that we keep Matt, you know, nice and clean and in that pocket, and he can go out there and do his thing.
How do you feel about your individual matchups you could be going against this defense? Anticipate a big day for yourself?
I anticipate a big day for all of us, honestly. I mean, you look at the receivers, the arsenal of firepower that we have in this offense, the PYP offense I've been talking about, you know, pick your poison. It can be anybody's game, and our receivers are really, really good. And I know their corners are really good, but you better give them credit, too, because these guys are going to come to play, and I'm going to come to play. And whoever has that matchup, Matt's going to find us, and we'll try to exploit it and get in that end zone.
They say momentum is a big thing in the NFL playoffs. Obviously, Seattle has some winning last week. How do you slow that momentum early in the game and try and succeed?
Well, we are the home team. Obviously, the energy is going to be there for us with our crowd. We're going to be excited. We're coming off after the bye week, so we'll have rest. We got to come out and match their intensity. They do have the advantage of playing the week before. I mean, and they've already been through it. You know, they've gotten over that jitter of a playoff game. And I think after the first two or three plays, we'll be over that as well, and we'll go out there and start just playing some ball. So I anticipate we'll be nice and relaxed. That's what Smitty preaches. We stay loose and we have fun out there, and we'll be all right.
Tony, with you guys being 0-3 in the playoffs under Mike Smith and Matt Ryan, how much of this game is about pride?
Well, probably every week. You have a lot of pride in each game that you play. You want to go out there and leave your mark. And obviously in the playoffs time, it steps up even more because that's really kind of where your legacy comes in. You know, what you do in the playoffs is what a majority of people remember. So it's, like I said, it's not pressure. It's a little bit of pressure. It's a little bit of anxiety, but that's good. You need that. I need that. I like having a little anxiety because it keeps me running the right direction, keeps me going, and keeps me alert. So I anticipate, if you ask me a scale of 1 to 10, where are you going to be at? I talk to Sam Baker about this all the time. Where are you at right now? And I anticipate being at right around a 6, you know, 6.5, 7, because that's where you want to be, right? Nice in that sweet spot.
Does Asante take some of that pressure off guys with the way his swagger is?
Yeah. Asante helps a lot. I tell you, he's been huge for us, obviously with his play on the field, most importantly. But in the locker room and out there on the field, he just keeps everything light, nice and light and fun, and keeps that defense nice and light and fun, and Weatherspoon picks up on it, Dunter picks up on it. It's good, and even as an offense, we pick up on it, on that swag. And I think it's definitely helped us out a lot. It's made us a better team.